Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WISP Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Mull here for WISP Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Kristen Jokes for the Customers First Coalition. Kristen, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So to start off our discussion, I'd like to talk a bit about grid modernization, the topic that your recent event touched on. You had a lot of people there, a lot of stakeholders there, and the discussion that night or that afternoon focused on getting a conversation going between all the different people that have a stake in this game. Can you talk a bit about, who those players are and why it's so important to get people talking about this subject?
I think it's really important to hear from a number of different stakeholders on this because there's so many ideas of what grid modernization is to so many different groups. If you listen to some, the definition of grid modernization is the intersection between modern technologies and the existing power grid. And so really it's about what new technologies do you focus on and how does it impact the operators of the current system. And so for that reason, I like the approach we're taking in Wisconsin, which is listening to stakeholders, listening to utilities, listening to experts in the field to determine what direction we're going to go. I don't think the state or legislature wants to take a heavy-handed approach and be instructive to stakeholders. I think they want to come and listen, and that is the message we heard from PSC Chairperson Nowak at the panel last week. And so for stakeholders to be involved, I think utilities and energy providers, so investor-owned utilities, co-ops, municipal utilities, all very important because these are the people who own and operate our current power system. In terms of stakeholders, obviously we're the Customers First Coalition. We think it's very important that customer interests are represented. So I'm happy that we were able to host a dialogue on this and we will continue to host conversations on this. The Citizens Utility Board was an important person to have there. Labor representatives are important to be included because they're the men and women who are out working on the line. So yeah. Safety is a number one priority for them. I think it's very important that we take that into consideration. Large customers, renewable energy groups. I think making sure we hear from all of these stakeholders is critical.
Definitely. And some of the folks at that event, Chairperson Nowak, for example, talked about having some of these discussions and moving forward on these issues outside of some of the more structured proceedings like the contested case process. Can you talk about that at all and the value of what she was talking about there?
Absolutely. I think when you get into a contested case process at the PSC, it's a legal proceeding and you've got lawyers involved and sometimes they can be contentious. And so there's value in talking about these issues outside of that process in order to gain consensus among stakeholders and sort of have a free flow of information and ideas and look for ideas that we can all rally behind.
Sure, definitely. So you've got an upcoming event in February, right? Your annual Power Breakfast. Can you talk about that?
We do, absolutely. So the event you referenced that we just hosted was a Power Dialogue. We did that one afternoon last week, and that was the first of its kind for us. Customers First is probably known in the energy industry for hosting an annual Power Breakfast. It's a very well-attended event, usually. And so our upcoming Power Breakfast is on February 8th. And we are looking at delving more into changing customer expectations. What do customers want from their energy providers and what do they expect from the grid? And so that'll be our topic. And we're really looking forward to kind of continuing on this theme of grid modernization and what does it mean for individual customers?
Excellent. Who are going to be some of the players at this breakfast?
We're still lining that up, but of course, we will look to hear from customer representatives again, utilities, a lot of the stakeholders that I just mentioned, I think we'll really get into sort of a survey of customers, if you will, to see what do people really want. We know people have access to smart meters now, smart electric meters, and in many cases they want to control their thermostat from their smartphone. But in many cases, customers just want to sit back and be able to have, turn on the heat when they want it to go up and just know that it's going to be there and be reliable and that it works. So I think hearing from customers about their expectations for the grid will be a big piece of it.
Sure thing. And I'll be looking forward to hearing some of those perspectives as well at that event. Thanks again, Kristen, for coming and taking the time. Hope to chat again soon.
Thank you, Alex.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.